Here's Monitor Now on NBC.
And welcome again to the Big M, where we have a lot going for you. This is Bill Cullen, an exception to the foregoing, with a shopping note for you ladies. Always reach for the items at the back of the supermarket shelf. They just might have last week's prices on them. Keep the customer satisfied is our music anyway. By Simon and what's the other fella?
Home is where I want to be. I've been on the road so long, my friend. And if you came along, I know you couldn't disagree. It's the same old story. Everywhere I go, I get slandered.
Worth, Texas, where the wide open spaces butt up against modern buildings and summer heat takes its toll on man and machines. 100, 105, 110 degrees of summer heat bake this Texas town.
Taxi!
And if you run a fleet of 80 air-conditioned yellow cabs, you need all the protection you can get. That's why the Fort Worth Cab and Baggage Company relies on STP Keep Cool Radiator Treatment. Overheating problems used to knock out 7 or 8 cabs a day. But then last summer, this entire fleet of Fort Worth cabs started using STP Keep Cool Radiator Treatment. The result? Not a single case of overheating or vapor lock. The same problems could plague your car. Overheating, stalling in traffic.
Move it, bud!
That's why you need STP Keep Cool. If it works in Fort Worth cabs, you can bet it'll work in your car. Try STP Keep Cool this summer. From Maine to Texas, it takes the heat off your engine.
Our resident psychologist, Dr. Joyce Brothers, receives a lot of mail from listeners who have problems of one kind or another. Right now, she's going to answer one of those letters. Doctor?
A woman writes, "Dear Dr. Brothers, I show my love for my husband in countless ways, always making his favorite foods and, in general, trying to make his life a little less harried. But he still acts as if I'm the most selfish and inconsiderate person in the world if I don't feel like having sex when he does. He sulks like a baby without trying to understand that I'm sometimes just too tired or in a bad mood. What should I do? It's only natural that a husband or wife will occasionally feel little interest in sex while the partner is favorably inclined. However, such differences in sexual interests should only become a major marital problem when it becomes a frequent occurrence. Wives sometimes fail to understand the impact that fairly regular sexual refusal or postponement can have upon their husband's confidence and emotional well-being. Instead of trying to understand the feelings of their husband and to consider possible reasons for their own continued reluctance, they find it easier to deny the existence of any problem at all. No matter how deeply a husband loves his wife, frequent rejections of his sexual overtures can cause resentment and anger, which can lead to serious marital problems. Some men attempt to solve the dilemma by seeking out a more accepting, regularly responsive woman with whom they can be relatively certain that their sexual advances will be welcome. Or a man may gradually decrease the frequency with which he approaches his wife in order to reduce the possibility of disappointment and rejection. Ironically, the sexually rejecting wife is very often an excellent wife in a motherly sense, taking care of all of her husband's needs except his sexual needs. While you may believe that you amply demonstrate your love through cooking and caretaking efforts, obviously your husband can't help but feel your frequent coolness as a sign of lack of love. Both of you should sit down and talk about this as soon as possible. And I think you should make an effort to be more accepting if you don't want your husband to stray. This is Dr. Joyce Brothers for Monitor.
I got a problem, too, at home. I've got a problem there, a personal problem. I guess I shouldn't discuss it. I won't discuss it because my wife would cut me off without a cent. Thank you, Doctor. Dr. Brothers welcomes letters from Monitor listeners. You may address her in care of NBC Monitor, 30 Rockefeller Plaza, New York. Here's a new release, Let's Change the Subject, by Peggy Lee, which almost always means something pleasurable. This one's called Where Did They Go?
I remember dancing through the velvet summer night, stars that softly flickered through a thousand colored lights, sipping pink champagne until the sun began to rise, till morning turned our laughter to goodbye. Where did they go? All the good times and the flowers and the wine, the young men who held me, all the lovers who were mine. Where did they go? All the sweet years filled with laughter every day. When time went on forever, driving through the midnight street in gently falling rain, a man might offer everything except, of course, his name. Leaning close, he'd whisper how his love would never die, till once again the morning meant goodbye. Where did they go? All the good times and the flowers and the wine, the young men who held me, all the lovers who were mine. Where did they go? All the sweet years filled with laughter every day. When time went on forever, when did they slip away? Now it's time to light another candle on the cake. Join me in a glass of wine. It's just for old time's sake. We'll drink to all your wishes, whatever they may be. If one or two come true, just think of me. Where did they go? All the good times and the flowers and the wine, the young men who held me, all the lovers who were mine. Where did they go? All the sweet years filled with life.
That's Peggy Lee's new one, and you heard it on the Sunday Monitor Beacon. Bill Cullen back with Monitor. All the late sports news and results coming up after music by the White Plains. This one's called Carolina's Coming Home. Corey defeats Ryan, the Stanley Cup's all tied up, and the baseball scores, coming up now on Monitor Sports. Well, they ran the dream mile at the Martin Luther King games in Philadelphia this afternoon, and it lived up to the expectations as a close, exciting race. Marty Lecorey and Jim Ryan ran virtually head-to-head for the last half mile, with Lecorey fighting off the historically strong bid of Ryan in the last 100 yards, ultimately winning by 1 yard in 3:54.6. Thus, Lecorey fulfilled his own prediction that he would settle it with Ryan this time around. In their last meeting in Miami in 1969, a physically and emotionally drained Ryan simply quit mid-race, and Lecorey had what he thought was a hollow claim to being the nation's top miler. Today's time of 3:54.6 is the fastest for Lecorey in the mile run. Ryan still holds the world's mile record of 3:51.1. So today's mile, the mile run, sets the stage for a series of great mile events between Lecorey and Ryan in the upcoming year. Presumably, they'll be at the top of the U.S. team in next year's Olympics in Munich. Well, the Montreal Canadiens, down 3-2 early in the third period, came back and defeated the Chicago Blackhawks in the sixth game of the Stanley Cup playoffs in Montreal this afternoon, 4-3. There was hard forechecking on the part of Chicago throughout the game, but the virtually instantaneous bursts of Montreal, particularly in the third period, snatched victory from apparent defeat. The game featured the first penalty shot in Stanley Cup history when Frank Mihalovich was given one on an opportunity, the result of goalie Tony Esposito of the Hawks throwing his stick to deflect a rush. Goalies just don't do that. Mihalovich skated on Esposito, slapped in from 20 feet out. Esposito stopped it. Otherwise, Frank Mihalovich was brilliant, getting one goal and two assists, and this gives him 14 goals and 13 assists, the highest point total in all of Stanley Cup history. Pete Mihalovich scored twice, and Ivan Cornoyer rounded out Montreal's scoring. Jim Papin scored twice, and Chico Mackey scored once for the Blackhawks. The do-or-die seventh game will be played in Chicago, their ice, on Tuesday. Well, in baseball today, first the National League, Pittsburgh 4, the Mets 2. Chicago 9, San Diego 8 in the first game of a doubleheader. Philadelphia 4, Atlanta 3. Montreal 9, Cincinnati 3. In the American League, Minnesota 6, Chicago 2. Detroit 5, Washington 4. Oakland 4, Kansas City 2 in the first of two games. That's the late sports.
Every day she takes the morning bath, she wets her hair. Wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the bedroom. Chair, it's just another day. Slipping into stockings, stepping into shoes, dipping in the pocket of her raincoat. It's just another day. At the office where the papers grow, she takes a break.
Paul McCartney, No Sneak Key, and Another Day.
This is Joe Garagiola, and I've got a sporting proposition for you. This year, let Alice Chalmers handle the work. You handle the fun, because lawn and garden work is a major league assignment. Someone from the minors just can't cut it. So do your work fast and easy with the help of a pro, a lawn and garden tractor from Alice Chalmers. Choose from 14 great models, 6 to 14 horsepower. Now, somewhere in that big league lineup, there's a tractor that'll handle all your yard work, from back lot to stadium-sized lawn. The free-floating mower won't scalp your grass, and big, easy-on-your-lawn tires won't leave a mark. Now, the attachments include tillers, dozer blades, snow throwers, dump carts, and more. See your Alice Chalmers Outdoor Products dealer, and you tell him Joe sent you. Oh, come on now. He's not going to hold it against you. You tell him that Joe sent you. Now, you'll find him in the Yellow Pages under Lawnmowers.
Happy Sad Song by Neely Plum. A couple of items coming up on the evening portion of Monitor I'd like to call to your attention. The author of a new work of nonfiction entitled 40 Days with the Enemy will be here. He is Richard Dudman, an American journalist who is held prisoner by guerrillas in Cambodia. On the lighter side, some tips from the Garden Encyclopedia on how to make your gardening easier and more rewarding. You know, I have a brown thumb. Maybe I should listen. Or if not that, at least wash my hands. Anyway, that being, you know, all joking aside, not necessarily, plan to join host Jim Lowe a bit later on Sunday Night Monitor. This is Bill Cullen for What It's Worth. Delighted to be with you for what you're worth. See you again soon, I hope.